Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas of Bimoria, Rav Hillel B'Meiri, Chalmechel, Arani, Karparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zafarno Levracha. Today we are in the book of Hosea, and we're in the third parak, which is quite a short parak, but please don't let brevity of the words mask the brilliance of the Nevuah itself. Vayomer Hashem Elai Od, Hosea tells us in parak Yimel over here, he says Hashem instructed him once again, and there's no indication, says Abarbanel, that Hosea actually did what Hashem told him to do in these situations. The Mefarshim over here seem to favor the opinion of the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra, that at least for this parak, what he's about to be told to do is a chizayon, it's a prophetic vision, and not to be taken literally. So what's he being told to do? He wants to go love a woman who, although beloved, she cheats on him. She cheats on her beloved in this situation. And here, the Rambam points out that the relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael is represented by a man who loves an unmarried woman who is unfaithful. So Hashem sort of broke off his engagement with Am Yisrael when he sent us into Galus. He cares about them like the person who cares about the woman he loves, even as she goes out with other relationships with other men. And although the situation doesn't allow for an open expression of love, he still holds her dear. And who is she? Kavas Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, just like Hashem loves us. Vein ponim el Elohim achirim ve'oavei ashishe anavim. Lovers of the bottle, ashishe anavim, the people who love the bottles of the grape, which refers to Am Yisrael, who as a result of their drunkenness, says Rashi, they don't study Torah. Ashishe, right? Some people prefer the Das Mikra says it's more of a reference to Ashishim, which are a Gemar Msachim, which we say it's like cakes. In other words, the way that we turn to other gods, if you do idolatry, you bring raisin cakes as an offering, believing that the Avodah Zarah loved these cakes, and we're not supposed to be running after those things. I bought her for 15 pieces of silver and 1.5 chomer measures of barley. This low son says that the dowry said that it was a very low dowry, half the price of a slave, right? And her unfaithfulness diminished her worth. Very, very simple. So the Targum says these situations are to be understood as Hashem speaking to and about Am Yisrael. I bought her with my command that we keep the day of Pesach. That's when we make sure that the Chatzi Shekel is there as a kapara, and they bring an Omer. So according to that, Hashem's basically telling the Jewish people turned away from him, even when he doesn't ask for too much from them, says Rashi. And so instead, what do we do? I said, don't wait for me for many days. Don't get involved. Don't have tashmish. That's all. I'll be with you. And so again, keeping with the theme that the Targum raised in the last pasuk, these many days is a reference to Matan Torah. But other people say that, the Malbim and others say that it refers to the Galus. And don't get involved in Avodah Zarah while there, because Hashem won't choose another nation instead of the Jewish people. Instead, He's going to wait for us to do tshuva, and then He'll redeem us. This is the way that it's supposed to be set up for us, and how we're supposed to walk around with our mindset. Ki yamim rabim yeshu b'nei Yisrael ein melech v'ein sar v'ein zevach v'ein matzeba v'ein efod u'trafim. Am Yisrael is going to stay for a long time without any sort of leadership, without any sort of karbanos, without any fortune-telling. Those trafim, of course, play such an interesting role in our lives. There'll be none of that stuff that's going to go on if we turn around and we do Avodah Zarah. We'll be forced to stay in Avodah Zarah, and we won't have a Jewish king to lead us. We'll be led by non-Jewish rulers, and there won't be any spirituality. There, you know, in the form of trafim, we're supposed to be able to find things and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time, directly, without these crazy intermediaries that lead us astray. And after that point in time, they seek out Hashem their God and David their king. And what's going to happen? And they're going to seek out Hashem and David the Hamelech. They'll show fear of Hashem and His goodness right? They'll have a certain sense of Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll be worried that it shouldn't happen again. And that's the way it comes, Be'acharis Hayamim. And hopefully we are quickly getting to that point. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu get us there quickly and safely, and may everybody in the process have a wonderful, terrific day.